Listening, Unit 2, page 22. D.
You will hear a radio interview about a mystery on Mount Everest. For questions 1 to 6, choose the best answer, A, B, or C.
Welcome to Discover History. I'm talking to Matt Stevens, who's an expert in the history of mountaineering. Matt, which great explorer will you be telling us about today?
Hi, Julie. Today I'm going to be talking about not only an amazing person, but a fascinating mystery too. It concerns the conquest of Mount Everest, and who really did get there first.
But we know it was Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay, don't we? They reached the top in the early 50s, I thought.
1953, yes. Well, we think they were the first, but we don't know for sure. There's a mystery around the result of a climb made 29 years earlier in June 1924. British climbers George Mallory and Andrew Irvine disappeared near the top of Everest, and we don't know whether they made it to the top or not. If they did, then they hold the honour of being the first climbers to conquer the mountain. But sadly, they never made it back down to tell their tale.
That's very sad. So what do we know about their climb?
Well, the last time the pair were seen by other climbers was on June the 8th, 1924. They were over 8,000 metres up the mountain, only a few hundred metres from the top. After that, clouds covered the mountain, and the pair were never seen again. Nothing was known about what happened to Mallory and Irvine until, on the 1st of May 1999, a mountaineering group found Mallory's body 600 metres below the summit. Irvine's body has never been found.
So, do we have any evidence to tell us what happened to the men?
Well, one thing that suggests that they might have reached the top is that no photos were found on Mallory's body. We know that he carried a photo of his wife with him, and that he planned to leave it at the summit if he reached it. Perhaps he did, in fact, make it to the top and left the photo there, but if so, it's never been found. However, there is also a theory that they didn't make it. They were last seen near a 27-metre-high wall of rock. Even climbers today, with modern equipment, find this section extremely difficult. Could Mallory and Irvine have managed it nearly 100 years ago? Although Mallory was known at the time as an exceptionally brilliant climber, many experts doubt he could have managed this section.
Do we have any other evidence?
Well, yes, but it doesn't solve the mystery. Mallory's mountaineering goggles, which are like sunglasses, were in his pocket. As he wasn't wearing them when he died, this means that it was either dark or cloudy at the time. If it was dark, it could help us to piece together how far he'd got when he fell, and whether he was going up or down, but perhaps it was just cloudy. We don't know, so it's difficult to draw any conclusions from that.
So, Matt, what do you think happened to the pair?
Well, I'd love to think that they made it, but sadly, because of their very basic clothing and equipment, I think it's unlikely that they succeeded. Mallory's body had a rope attached to it, which suggests that he was climbing at the time, so it's likely that he fell to his death or was hit by a large amount of falling snow. Unfortunately, his camera has never been found. If we could find that, we might have our answer, who knows? Also, of course, if Irvine's body is found, that might give us a lot more clues.
Well, it's a fascinating story. Let's hope that one day we'll find out what really happened. Thanks, Matt, for coming on.